High school coach and wife killed by electrocution while installing scoreboard. By Warner Todd Houston on March 12, 2019. A Florida high school coach and his wife lost their lives Monday after being electrocuted while trying to install a new scoreboard for the baseball field. Liberty County High School coach Corey Crum, 39, and his wife Shauna Crum, 41, were both pronounced dead Monday when first responders were called to the school baseball diamond where the two were trying to replace a scoreboard damaged during Hurricane Michael, Fox News reported. Officials say that the lift operated by Coach Crum made contact with some overhead power lines and electrocuted him. Mrs. Crum was also electrocuted when she tried to help her husband. The couple's 14-year-old son was also injured during the incident. Coach Crum was operating a boom lift and unloading a piece of equipment from a trailer when the boom of the lift made contact with overhead power lines. Liberty County Sheriff Joe White said in a press release. This electrified the boom lift, electrocuting Coach Crum. The coach's wife attempted to aid him and was also electrocuted. Their son also attempted to help the two, and he was electrocuted and injured, the statement added. This is a tragic event which has rocked our community to its core. We ask for prayers and respect for the family, students and parents involved. Liberty County High School reported having grief counselors on hand to help students deal with the loss of the coach and his wife. So down to earth, a guy who worked as hard as anyone I've ever seen work. And Corey really loved those kids, Liberty County High Assistant Principal Tim Davis said Monday morning. It's one of the hardest days I can remember. We will never forget the impact he's had on us. It's tragic. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.